T-Mobile.
KN4 call, this is Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha. Name is David, good morning.
It's Ken, KN4 TFW. You're up early.
I woke up, couldn't sleep, so I just gotta make some breakfast and came in here on the, got on the radio and doing some FT8 on 40 meters.
FT8 yet? I gotta get my HF rig set up for that.
All I can say is good luck. I think I about drove Bob in D7J. I think I about drove him insane, but the joke is he's got my cell phone number blocked on his phone now, but he really doesn't. He but I haven't had to call him lately, so but it's been a journey just getting it set up, but and now my computer's messing up, so I'm it's a Windows 8 and I'm getting a Windows 10, and that's all I'm going to use it for is FT8, so I don't think I'll have any problems out of it.
And on mine, but my computer's pretty old, so it's like really, really slow.
This was really not that bad. It just, once we got the software up and running and, with the other stuff that you have to have, but what it'll do is, while you're sitting here looking at the band activity, it just scrolls, you just keep scrolling, and it'll stop for a few seconds, and then it'll scroll down some more, and you'll see some more, folks, calling CQ and contacts being made, and my cursor, it just starts spinning, and the computer basically is locked up at that point, and I just have to sit here and wait for it to quit doing that before I can continue on. And it's really frustrating, especially if if you see a country you haven't worked and he's going scrolling by. Of course, you can scroll back down and make it come, back, but it's just, I don't know, the whole thing, the whole experience is frustrating.
Investigated how to hook mine up to a computer. I got that 450D. And that, so I haven't really investigated what all kind of cable and everything you need to even do that.
Well, I was fortunate with the 7300. It already has everything you need in the radio. You just have to have the cable. And it's, I don't know what end it is. It's kind of funky looking. It's not quite square. It's almost square, but it's one side's a little bit longer than the other, so it's not a perfect square, and then it goes at the other end of USB, which, plugs into your computer, so all you have to have is a cable, and it interfaces with the radio interfaces with your computer using the, the WSJTX software, and then there's a couple of little other programs that you open, JT Alert, and what's it called, Dimension 4 or something like that. Anyway, got it open down here. What's the thing called? Yeah, Dimension 4. And it's a synchronizer that synchronizes the time. So you're in sync with everybody. So And once you get all that up and running, pretty much good to go.
A little bit more than I want to get into right now. I don't need to overtax this whole brain.
I'm not tech savvy on a computer. I mean, I can, I guess, you know, I mean, I guess I'm a, what you call a middle-of-the-road computer user. I know a good bit, but then there's a lot I don't know. But like I said, Bob, he helped me out tremendously, and I really appreciate it too. He put up with a lot of stuff. One thing I learned is you don't update your computer. I did an update and it just messed everything up. When we just about to start over from scratch, and that was bad, but we got it all straightened out.
You try to get me a better computer and a little one that's a little bit more dedicated to it. You get a couple of things open and man, it is like really slow.
This one, gosh, I don't know. I bought this thing and I think it was about 06, somewhere around in there. And I used it solely for my music at church, and I had actually had some chord charts on here, and I had on the can't remember the name of the software, but the audio recording software. I had a lot of CDs on here. Or songs off of CDs that I was planning on using with the choir, and I had a license to copy them, make copies for the choir so they could listen, and you know, it had all the other stuff on their meetings, orders, service, choir rehearsals, praise team rehearsals, you know, all that stuff. So that's really all I used it for. So I took all that stuff off of it. But it's running pretty good right now. But I never have liked Windows 8. Windows 8 hadn't been one of my favorite products that they came out with.
Make it confusing for us old folks. I know they, you know, the newer versions of Windows, it takes a little bit getting used to. I got it on my work computer, and it's like, man, I know you can do this, but it takes you a while to figure out how to do it.
Yeah, my biggest complaint was, you know, you get a program like you like, and then the new version comes out, and you know, your computer finally gives out, you have to buy a new one, and then your old program won't run on it, and you either have to pay for the updated version, or they don't have an updated version.
Me with my trail cam. I had a program on my telephone and that, and I just, you know, put the SD card in a thing and plug it into my phone, and you know, I could download the pictures and delete it and everything, and then my phone updated and now it don't work. KN4 TFW.
Grand. Yeah, I used to when I worked at a dealership, I was a technician, and I'd have people that buy the new cars that came out with the when Bluetooth first came out, and they wouldn't bother to read the book, you know, that told them what they needed to know, and they would and I'd have to program it. Of course, you don't get paid to do that kind of thing. I mean, there's nothing in the whatever that book was called, our labor guidebook. I can't remember the technical name for it, but anyway, there was nothing in there for programming a pairing a phone to the car, so we just had to do it for free.
I saw that mine had an update. It wanted to update, and so I guess everything worked all right. It's still working. Nothing appears to have changed, but maybe I just ain't got to the part that changed. Man, I just passed a gas station up here at Wade Hampton in 80. The premium is $4.11.
Giving it away. You better get some while you can.
Down there on that cheap stuff on this hybrid.
I remember we bought a 95 Jeep Grand Cherokee, and it was full-time, four-wheel drive. It was a nice vehicle, but it had the big V8 in it, and it'd get up and go. And it was a nice riding car, you know, going down the road. On the highway and everything, but you had to put premium, and if you didn't, it's a smart knock, and you don't want pre-ignition, because that's bad for the engine. It'll wear it out prematurely. So we had to burn premium in it. And finally, I got an oil leak. The very back of the engine at the the distributor O-ring was leaking, and it was crammed right up against the firewall, and the firewall kind of curved over the engine, and the only way to get to it, I would have to have lowered the engine down to probably take the transmission off and lower the engine down to get to it, because it was just crammed in there. You couldn't even get your hand on it from up top. And we just put up with it for a while. I finally just traded it. But we had it for a good many years. But I tell you, cars can really be a pain in the rear end.
Is that right? The engineers didn't make them so that you could work on them after you installed the engine, for sure. But I think that gas station, the BMW cars come down through there, and they gotta run that premium, so they just got it jacked up for them. It's always like 30 or 40 cents more expensive on premium than everybody else.
Yep, and you may not know this, but premium gas actually leaves a soot residue, especially in the intake, from the upper intake plenum all the way to the valves, and you need to do a flush about every 30,000 miles, a fuel injection flush, and they go at it two ways. One sprays into the upper intake plenum where it sucks the air into the engine, and then the other one, you put an additive in the fuel, and it cleans out the injectors. That's a good thing to do on about every 30,000 on these cars that use premium gas. If you put a drop or two of gasoline on a white saucer and light it, it's regular gas, it'll burn and it won't leave any residue. And then you put a drop or two of premium on a white saucer and light it, and it'll leave soot. and you can see the difference. It's amazing.
I didn't know that, and another thing I learned, all of a sudden my gas mileage dropped off on this thing, and I didn't realize that cars with the winter fuel blends and in the wintertime on that average getting about 12% less miles per gallon in winter than they do the summer, and it definitely shows on this thing.
Yeah. Oh, I tell you. Well, yeah, I don't know. I know they do. I know they change the diesel in the wintertime. But I guess I don't know why they do to the gasoline. But anyway, I can. When I worked, I pumped gas at the Hess station when I was in high school. I remember when the tanker would come, I'd climb up on top of it, and you had to open these vents, and they were about, well, they were the ground enough where you could have, you know, you could slide down in there if you wanted to. And of course, you wouldn't want to because it was full of gas. But anyway, we had to open the vents because it was gravity fed into the ground. And but I'd always volunteer to go over there and open them, and I'd look down at that gasoline and just think, one good spark and I'd be obliterated.
A few of those head stations around Greenville when I was growing up, and that you can't hardly find one anymore. And that, yeah, and I know about that, you know, one spark in that, because I work out here at this chemical plant up here in Spartanburg, and there's all kinds of dangerous chemicals, and one little spark or anything, and then the whole darn plant goes up. KN4 TFW.
Ken, that's just real exciting. So where is it that you work?
Lubrizol up in Spartanburg off of exit 80 off of 85. They don't make anything that you would have, you know, probably heard of by name, but almost everything you use every day has something of theirs in it, from cosmetics to skin lotions to motor oils, diesel fuels, the stuff that goes in diapers to make it absorb water, and that just all kinds of additives that you mix with other people's stuff to make it do different things.
I use this Gojo hand cleaner, and it works. It works fantastic. I mean, I love it. And it's got a little orange flavor smell to it, and but you know, it gets the grease off your hands and. It does a great job, and then you put it on dry. You don't wet your hands, and then you put it on and scrub your hands together, and then you rinse it off, and it does a great job. But the reason I mention it is because it has petroleum in it.
And what stuff we make for the cosmetic industry.
Nope. I can only imagine. Just don't tell the ladies. Well, I got a call here. And it's not coming up on QRZ. I don't know what to do. Oh my goodness. They'll be sending me a contact request to verify our contact here, I'm sure.
Jeff and 2 meters at the same time, huh?
Well, yeah, FT8 on 40 meters. I mean, I saw a Japanese station. There's Mexico, Venezuela, Cuba, Canada. Not a whole lot going on right now. But anyway, I'll have to figure this one out here and see if I can figure out how to get his call entered in the QRZ.
If you need to, and you can figure it all out. I know you're still in that learning curve mode.
Be in this learning curve this time next year. But it is a lot of fun. I have made so many contacts. It's just, I just started, I think, sometime in January.
You know, whatever it takes to keep our minds busy, you know what I mean, is to keep us occupied so we don't just sit there and wait on the day for us to pass away.
I hope I'm not sitting around. I'd like to be doing something. there's Australia. Well, wouldn't you know? I have a little waterfall here so I can see the signal. It's pretty weak. Seriously, I doubt I can make it to where he is. But there's a Japanese station. It's got a pretty good signal. I might try to get him.
He doesn't have a waterfall on it, so I'm more old school on that. And I can see where the waterfall definitely help out in that kind of situation.
Radio has a waterfall, and then the WSJTX software has one, and it's at the bottom of the screen, and so you pick a blank spot where nobody's transmitting, and that's your spot to transmit, and then you can look at the signals of the people that that are transmitting, because it gives you that information on the band activity side of the of what you're looking at here, and it shows you how strong or how weak the signal is, so you kind of have an idea whether or not you're going to make it or not. But sometimes you get surprised. I don't think I'm going to hook up with this Japanese station. It doesn't look good. But anyway, yeah, let me jump out of here and pay a little more attention to this, what I'm doing here, and you have a safe drive to work, and I'll talk to you later, Ken. KB4, CBA, clear after yours.
Talk to me, Ian, David. You have an awesome day, and I'll try to catch you later. KN4, TFW, 73.